It's okay to not relate to all the mommy entrepreneurs, the mompreneurs, the mom bosses. So if you are a child-free woman who's an entrepreneur, you don't have to worry about relating to those moms. That's what I'm here for. That's up next.
Welcome to Not a Mama Life, where child-free women are heard and seen in a non-judgment, no questions asked zone of the podcast world. I'm Rafi, your host, and let's live our Not a Mama Life.
Can I get a shout out? I want to shout out to all the child-free women entrepreneurs out there. I see you. I hear you. I am you. I love you. Listen, my friend, you do not have to follow those mom bosses. You do not have to think that you have to completely relate to those mom bosses, those mom entrepreneurs out there. This is one of the very main reasons that Not a Mama was started. So probably back early 2019 or earlier, as I was really jumping with both feet in to entrepreneurship. So actually that probably goes back even further. So let's say maybe 2017. So 2017 until early 2019, I was feeling this pain. I was feeling the pain of reading a blog and being all into the blog, and things were jamming, and I was getting all this amazing business content. And then it went from 60 miles an hour to a hard stop. And that hard stop, in the books, in the blogs, on the videos, on the podcast, that hard stop is busy mom this, busy mom that, taking care of kids, scheduling, etc. So I'm here to tell you that there will be episodes on this podcast dedicated to all the child-free women entrepreneurs out there in the world. This is for you. I will always honor you. I will always hear you. I will always see you, because I am you. Because I too am sick of the shit of having to read about juggling mommyhood and two kids and an entrepreneurship and a working husband and a this and a that. You know, there's so many identities outside of being a mother, just like we have so many other identities outside of being child-free women. But some of that is so interchangeable, and some of that is so, it's the same thing. It's just, it frustrates me. It frustrates me that in books and blogs, I mean, entire books, entire chapters of books, entire blog post, entire podcast, there videos on YouTube, there are so many that are focused on that busy mom. And I am in no way now, will I ever, bash moms, just like I will now and never bash having children or children. Funny side note, I work with children every day at my day job. So I don't hate children. But what I dislike is that it is seen as a monumental difference, a monumental factor, a monumental thing, when it really isn't, when it comes to time management. Just because I'm not a mom doesn't mean I struggle with time management. Just because I'm not a mom doesn't mean I struggle with self-care. Just because I'm not a mom doesn't mean I struggle with getting things done for my business. Just because I'm not a mom doesn't mean that I don't struggle with mindset or with focus or with anything. There are so many things to take you off those paths that have nothing to do with having little human beings to take care of. So again, to all my child-free women out there, my friends, I see you. Hi, I see you. I hear you. I am you. So there will be episodes devoted to us, because I would be doing a disservice if I did not focus episodes for myself, therein benefiting you, and those episodes are for you. So I will be talking about my entrepreneurship journey. I will be talking about my services. I will be talking about my systems. I will be talking about my lessons. I will be talking about my failures, all of that, as a child-free woman who is an entrepreneur. So I challenge you, hang out here with me, my friend. Hit subscribe. Come and hang out. Let's do this together. We need to support each other. And in the show notes, you will also see a link for the Facebook group. And I would love to have you as part of the Facebook group, where I will also share my guidance and all the gems from successes and failures being an entrepreneur, being a child-free woman and an entrepreneur.
That's a wrap. Thank you for spending your time with me. Head on over to the show notes, where you can find any links and information discussed in this episode, but you'll also find ways to share and support this podcast. Until next time, my friend, go live your Not a Mama life.